code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 16th of November 2009. I always start off the show by suggesting to newcomers to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. That's my main site. And scroll down, you'll see all the other sites I have up there, because sometimes the main sites go down. And if you bookmark these other sites, you can always pull up the latest shows and download them. So remember that there's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, there's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, there's Alan Watt cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and there's Alan Watt sentinel.eu. The last one is a European site, has all the same audios as the rest, but it has the addition of transcripts of a lot of the talks that I've given, which you can download for prints up, and they're in the various languages of the world and Europe, mainly Europe. And remember, too, that you bring me to you. You're the listeners. I'm not backed by anybody. I'm not selling products, or the advertisers on this show pay directly to RBN radio station for the airtime. They pay for the staff. They pay for the equipment at RBN and the bills and all the rest of it. So it's up to you, the listeners, to keep me going. And you can do so by buying the few things I have for sale on the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can also donate as well. There's PayPal buttons there. Now, in the U.S. and Canada, personal check is good. The U.S. can also use international postal money order from the post office if you don't have a bank account. And, as I say, there's PayPal outside the Americas. Again, PayPal or Western Union or MoneyGram or cash. Some people just send straight cash to cut out the little podgy guy with the triple chins and the podgy fingers and the starched shirt and the pot belly, who always succeeds in every generation, no matter how many depressions it causes. So that's what you can do. Keep it going by donating or buying that which I have for sale. It's important that you do, because, you see, I'm not backed by any group. I'm not promoting products. And that way, too, I've got leeway to say what I want to say about various things, various areas, without being hamstrung by giving my allegiance to some sponsor. We are really, as I say, going into a really bad time. It's a bad time for the people, but it's a good time for those that plan the world. And I say the world is always planned in advance. Every stage of the world is planned, and it has been for an awful long time. More so, really, since the big government began to form during the Industrial Revolution, and layers of bureaucracy were added over many years, especially through major wars. They love major wars because government takes over everything, pretty well even agriculture, farming, and the distribution of food and goods. Therefore, they took over so much during World War II. That was the big one. And since then, we've been run by technocrats, in a sense, sort of bureaucratic specialists who supposedly guide all the elected people that we think we elect and tell them what to do for the best. That's really what's been happening. And it's very similar, if you were to compare this to the Soviet model, very, very similar indeed. It's not by accident either, because there was two main types of bringing in the socialist system. One was direct action and overthrow of existing governments. That was revolution. And the other way was through the Fabian technique. And interestingly enough, the same bankers who funded the Soviet Revolution or Bolshevik Revolution in Russia were the same bankers that founded the Milner Group for the Royal Institute of International Affairs and fund the Fabians. Back with more after this break.
Wow. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
I'm Alan Watworth, cutting through the matrix. Talking about how the world's always planned in advance, and it's very hard for people to believe because we're born into a system, you're hammered with daily news once you're old enough to understand the words, and you think that the daily news is giving you the latest update on things that are just transpiring at the moment, and how politicians get together to hammer out solutions to immediate problems that just cropped up out of the blue. And we were given that at a very early age, that whole idea. Even the way they give us history in schools helps to augment that and solidify that idea that we're on the cutting edge and life is evolving willy-nilly by itself, all happenstance, day by day. But nothing can be further from the truth. And you have to go into the older books and find out who started up the League of Nations and what was its purpose. You can go much further back than that, of course, but that was at the culmination of a lot of planning in a previous century. And its ideals were really the ideals of total social control worldwide over every aspect of human nature, right down to breeding, who could breed, who would not breed. And that carried on into its phoenix-like rebirth at the United Nations. It's no accident that we're on the path we're on. And all through the 20th century, agreements were signed, treaties they call them, which are legally binding. That doesn't mean anything really, because if you really wanted rid of something that was going to put you into slavery, you just tear it up and throw it out and burn it or something. But no, they go through this nonsense that you cannot go back, you can't renege on a treaty. And it's rather odd that even the founding fathers in the U.S. put it into the Constitution that treaties were legally binding. But I think, and it's been debated, if they simply were referring to the treaties between the different states of the United States. Now they actually put it down to all treaties. Which is really crazy, because if something is not working in the favor of the people, then surely it can be torn up. It should be torn up. They actually say that they make them so incredibly complex that to undo them, again, legally, you'd have to take batteries of lawyers, years and years, to try and unravel them all. It's almost like it's like these movies where they see them, a bomb at the end, and they go in there and they've got all these wires and they've got to clip them one by one until they get the last one clipped before it goes off. And that's the impression they try and give you. But it's all nonsense. Because really, as I say, if something's against you and it's detrimental to the public, it should be just torn up and used to heat the house or something like that. But treaties are amazing things, and everything's been bound together by treaties all through the 20th century. They brought in the European Union through treaties. Karl Marx suggested that's the way they would go in the 1800s. And Karl Marx, remember, was hailed as the founder of the communistic idea and the communistic ideal, who put into what they call a scientific format, which they really believe in at the top, even though we've seen during the eras, like Stalin, he could interpret it whichever way he wanted to, because he was technically like God. He was the first cult of the personality, although they tried it with Lenin, and that's what they do. They give you a cult of personality, and the public go back to sleep thinking Big Brother's looking after them, to wake up in slavery. That's really how it happens. The same thing's happening in the U.S. right now. It'll be a while before they wake up and realize they've nothing left. But it's interesting to see how even the founding fathers knew that unless you were taking care of your own money, that means the government takes care of it, not private banks. They said that private banks would put all the children and the children to come into slavery and through debt. And that's exactly what has happened. Across the whole supposedly free world, that's what happened. And they knew that because it was already happening in Britain. Britain was already in massive debt because as soon as the Rothschilds came in, even before that, when they set up the Bank of England, they knew they could borrow then freely from the bankers and simply tax it back from the public to pay the bankers. Massive accumulation of debt. And it's been that way ever since. We've all heard about Goldman Sachs and the incredible cons and scams they've been up to and all the bailouts and all the rest of it, and how they led this current depression. It's not a recession, it's a depression. When they're still losing across the U.S. and different countries as well, homes by the hundreds and hundreds per day. It's hardly mentioned in the media today. Once in a blue moon, you'll see it if you look for it. But these characters, Goldman Sachs, always seem to lead the charge. The Great Depression, too, had a lot to do with it, and the present one as well. And, of course, they get the massive bailouts for all the greedy speculations that they get into. This article here is from November the 8th, 2009, and it's from Reuters. It says, the chief executive of Goldman Sachs, which has attracted widespread media attention over the size of its staff bonuses, believes banks serve a social purpose and are doing God's work. Now, that's an odd statement to make, isn't it? He's not being flippant or sarcastic here, any more than Armand Hammer was sarcastic when he put the sign over his bed in his bedroom that said, he who hath the gold maketh the rules. It wasn't just in your face. There's something else behind all that stuff, especially in this day and age, where most of the people at the top are utter, you know, they're kind of atheistic, they're humanists in a sense. But he said they're doing God's work. It's no different either from the little statement that old man Rockefeller made when he said that competition was a sin. They weren't being sarcastic. They were not being sarcastic. They were telling you something about the religion they believe in, because they're not atheistic. And so here you have another one here. The banks are doing God's work. I guess God in that case must like to hammer us and create massive poverty. But that's okay with them. So who is this God, eh? In an interview with London's Sunday Times newspaper, Lloyd Blankfein also said he believed that big profits and bonuses at banks were a sign that the world economy was recovering. Well, it depends how you define economy, isn't it? Because we've been investing abroad since the GATT Treaty was signed. Everything's in China now, right? He says, here's his PR. We help companies grow by helping them to raise capital. Companies that grow create wealth. This, in turn, allows people to have jobs that create more wealth and more wealth. We have a social purpose, he told the paper, but he doesn't say in which country, you see. From his point of view, sure, if it makes more jobs in China, then that's true. Since a dominant Wall Street bank posted third quarter earnings, this is just after everybody's still paying for, they'll be paying for the next few generations for this bailout, you know. They posted their third quarter earnings of $3 billion and plans to hand out more than $20 billion in year-end bonuses to its top staff. $20 billion. Boy, oh boy. Blankfein told the Sunday Times that the bank's compensation practices correlated with long-term performance. Others made no money and still paid large bonuses. Some are not around anymore. I wonder why, he says. He added that he understood, however, that people were angry with bankers' actions. I know I could slip my wrists and people would cheer, he said. Well, I'd probably say that's probably true. Again, he's gone along with a different agenda here, a different belief system. Obviously. But what can you do? What can you do? Because everything is made by deals at the top, by governments and banks. And governments, as you well know, can never get enough taxes in because they've always got new plans to go, so they always go and borrow from the bankers. Then they find new ways to get the taxes paid off along the way. Or they just add it to the tab. That's what they have, never-ending tabs. It's funny to see that I think Britain, at least it was about 2-3 years ago in the newspapers, Britain had just finished paying its debt off for World War I. They've still got World War II and Korea and other ones to go since then. So subsequent generations are put down to pay off the debt. Who has the right to put people into slavery? Is that what governments are for? I don't think so. I don't think so. And it's true what Jefferson said, Thomas Jefferson. He said that a generation that's born into paying off a previous generation's existing debt are therefore de facto slaves. And he was all for every generation simply cancelling the previous generation's debts. That would have worked. That would have been a great idea. What's wrong with it today? Well, what's wrong is we've never had democracy. That's what's wrong with it. There are cliques at the top that the public know nothing about. Nothing at all about. Even Benjamin Disraeli said the same thing. Those in power, it says those who control governments and power of a country are vastly different from the ones that the public imagine. It's not the ones that the people see. That's how it really is. And any power structure will tend always to take care of itself, the existing power structure. Everyone's heard of the continuity of government through thick and thin, regardless of what happens, and how they prepare for every possible catastrophe or disaster that could happen to make sure that they can continue. It's for the power elite to continue. Because they don't intend to give up that power structure for anyone, especially not for the people. I'll be back with more after this break. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. We're run by secretive societies. If you know the names of the groups, then technically they can say they're not a secret society, but they're secretive. It's like Freemasonry. They say that they're not a secret society, they're a society with secrets. And that's really how everything is today. Whether it's government or whatever, everything's done really behind closed doors, not open for debate. But here we have, from the EU Observer, that's the Economic Union Observer for the whole of Europe. And I think this was from Friday, I think, but I'll put the links up on my site at the end of the show for all these topics I bring up. It says here, top candidate debates EU tax at elite dinner. This is Belgian Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy, a top candidate for the new European Union president job, laid out his views on future EU financing at a dinner off the secretive Bilderberg group last week. Now, it's amazing, too, it even gets into the press. Now, it shows you how sort of callous they are, you know, it's like, so what? But don't tell you all the rest of the stuff, right? But now, he's mainstream, putting little things in. The event took place at Val de Chess, a former priory on the outskirts of Brussels on Thursday, 12th of November, with guests including Belgian industrialist and Bilderberg chairman Etienne Davignon, former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, he's everything, this guy, yeah? And luminaries from the worlds of international politics and business, according to Belgian broadsheet The Tide. It says, Mr. Van Rompuy, the leak could harm his chances of a top EU appointment. as he claims, which is nonsense because I think Tony Blair is also in the running. And Tony Blair is an utter Fabian socialist, complete dyed-in-the-wool. I'm sure they all are at the top. The Belgian leader is reported to have said in a speech that new resources will be necessary for the... Listen to this. New resources will be necessary for the financing of the welfare state. The welfare state. Is that the future of Europe, or is that the future of the so-called first world countries? New resources will be necessary for the financing of the welfare state. Is it the world welfare state? It says, green tax instruments are a possibility. That's a definite will be. That's a must be. It says, but they are ambiguous. This type of tax will eventually be extinguished, but the possibilities of financial levies at European level must be seriously examined, and for the first time, the large countries in the Union are open to that. Mr. Van Rompuy's official spokesman later told the Belga news agency that the Prime Minister indicated that it is necessary to carry on thinking about structural financing at the European level. The leak to the Tide, coming just days before the EU aims to choose its first permanent president, could damage Mr. Van Rompuy's chances. Proposals about imposing fees on environmentally damaging behavior or skimming small levies off financial transactions have been mooted before, but the suggestion that the new EU president might interfere national taxation policy is anathema to anti-federalists in EU countries such as the UK or Denmark. Mr. Van Rompuy's participation at the Bilderberger dinner will also give ammunition to critics of the EU top job selection process, which takes place via confidential consultations between the EU leaders and informal social events. The Bilderberg Group is an elite club of aristocrats, politicians and businessmen dating back to 1954, which likes to meet away from the public eye and which is widely disliked by pro-transparency campaigners. So, that's really how we're run. It's just simply clubs run by the elite. It's always really been that way. In fact, London still has its big posh clubs around the banking area, or in the banking area, and if you're anybody at all, you'd be a member of them, you see, and you're thoroughly vetted to become a member, especially your family lineage and all of that kind of stuff, and that's where the top people from MI5 and 6 go, and the top bankers go, and everyone else goes, and things are really discussed in the clubs. That's how the world is run. It's interesting, too, when we look back at how the French Revolution was set up and how they set up what they called coffee houses all over the place, where they literally had Masonic groups meeting quite openly at that time. And they were called clubs. You know? And club has a double meaning, remember. You can have a club that you join, and you have a club which is also a weapon. And that's why it's called a club, in fact. And if you look at the club and the card deck, you have a trinity there, really, because that's part of the religion as well. So it's interesting that you meet in clubs, and clubs really run the show, where they can meet in secrecy, knowing that anyone present has to be a member, and no one else could possibly get in. That's how it really is run, the world, private deals. And everything else is really a show for the general public, a complete show for the public. So we really have no democracy, never had democracy. And when you look at the techniques that are used, they are the Soviet techniques where foundations fund self-appointed non-governmental organizations that are not really self-appointed at all. The leaders are picked by the foundations themselves and often are told to start up the NGO that appears to be grassroots and independent. And they protest government for the very things the foundations want. The bankers own the foundations. That's how it's run. That's how the world is run. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're Cutting Through the Matrix. Up until recently, people in the media, the mainstream, would just scoff, because that's their job, is to try and tell you that if you're thinking for yourself, you've got a problem, if you're not believing them. And they used to laugh at conspiracy theories and all the rest of it. Now they give you these stories now in the open, with a bit of sarcasm, because they know darn well that whatever they tell you will make no difference now, because it's technically too late, you see. So you get these little tongue-in-cheek stories. This is the Washington Post, and it was November the 11th. It says, One World Government, the Globe May Not Be Big Enough, by Dana Milbank. It says, New World Order came into being at 4:25 Tuesday afternoon. It arrived at the Capitol. Until that moment, the seat of American government in the form of the stooped and respectable figure of Ban Ki-moon, who as United Nations Secretary General is the de facto leader of what conspiracy theorists call the One World Government. So there's a slap at conspiracy theorists. At the same time, the rest of the story can unfold so they might have been right, you know. On one floor beneath the Senate chamber, Ban, a South Korean national, took his place behind a lectern bearing the Senate seal and spelled out his demands. And that's what they were demands, right? He said, I would certainly expect the Senate to take the necessary action. That's what I have encouraged the senators, he told reporters as a trio of lawmakers stood at his side. It's true enough, they're surrounded by lawyers, eh? he added an admonition for the chamber to deliver as soon as possible. That doesn't sound like a friendly visit, does it? The One World Government has specific requirements, Ban added, namely a legally binding, here you go with your legally binding treaties, commitment to 25 to 40% greenhouse gas reduction as recommended by the IPCC, that's the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, made up by garbage collectors and all the rest of the socialist commies that are in there. It says, uh-oh, a UN official standing in the Capitol telling US lawmakers what binding commitments intergovernmental authorities expect from them. It says, Glenn Beck was going to burst a blood vessel, but the man who orchestrated this push by the New World Order at Senate Foreign Relations Chairman John Kerry did not appear concerned by the imagery. He called the Secretary General. This is kind of disgusting, isn't it? This is in the U.S. Senate. And here you have John Kerry at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee calling him Your Excellency. Your Excellency. Said Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana was equally deferential as he spoke of the privilege of this distinguished visitor. And Senator Joe Lieberman hailed Ban for the, this is very interesting, the accelerated leadership role that the United Nations has taken. Accelerated leadership role. You see, the UN was designed to come up right now into its proper status as basically the kind of nucleus for the world government. It says, your vision, this is what Lieberman says, your vision that in Copenhagen there can be a politically binding agreement, and here's the very important part, that will lead to a legally binding agreement to follow, is a very reasonable, sensible, and hopeful course. And that's how they're playing it out right now, because they know the public are very weary and skeptical and don't want any binding agreements at all to do with paying extra taxes, the redistribution of wealth, as in the plank of the Communist Manifesto, which this treaty has in it, the supposed third world. They won't get to the third world anyway. That's got nothing to do with it. But they know this. So what they're going to say, that they're fluffing it right now in the media by saying that, oh, Obama's just going to cautiously go along and maybe agree to something. Well, once they get it on the table, you see, and it's legally signed, then it comes up for the next. What they're going to agree to is to legally put through what's going to be put on the next one. That's what they're going to agree to put through what's on the next one. That's how they're getting around this, to put the people back to sleep. That's why, listen to his words, it's again, your vision that in Copenhagen there can be a politically binding agreement that will lead to a legally binding agreement to follow is a very reasonable, sensible, and hopeful course. That's how they're playing this. It says, somewhere in Manhattan, Sean Hannity was tearing up his script for the night's broadcast. Kerry invited Ban to lecture the Foreign Relations Committee, but it's not clear what the chairman hoped to gain from the photos of him standing with Ban in the Capitol's Brumidi corridors. Indeed, it seemed quite possible that a UN endorsement of Kerry's climate efforts would embolden its foes, who like the world body even less than they like cap and trade. And the pantheon of conspiracy theories, the United Nations is right up there with the Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission, the Federal Reserve, and the Council on Foreign Relations, which, as it happens, Kerry addressed a couple of weeks ago. So there's your little, again, little, you know, tongue out, give you the tongue out there in the face at the end of the story. Because it's all true, you see. So here's somebody from the United Nations demanding, you see. Is that what your government's for, to take demands from the strange corporate body that is the United Nations, this private organization? And once this thing is put down, yep, the people will go back to sleep saying, well, there's nothing terribly binding in this, but what is binding is the promise they will sign the next one, whatever is in it. That's really what it's about. That's why I think it was Lord Monckton said in his speech about this particular treaty, at the end of his talk in the U.S., he said, thanks for being the country and leading the free world as you once did, and for being the country you once were. That's basically it. Because it's over. All according to plan, though. It's interesting, too, this great new world order that demands that everybody be standardized by coercion, threats, or utter force, or pummeled into oblivion, or else, basically, are doing it, and they have been doing it for years, using all types of odd weapons and nasty stuff to dump on people. Everywhere the NATO, that's the United Nations military arm, basically, everywhere they've been, they've left depleted uranium. And every country that they've pummeled and pummeled and pummeled, including Bosnia and different places, we always get reports of sudden birth defects. But the same thing with the first Gulf War, and it's going into this one. And what the depleted uranium is supposedly, it's not extinguished uranium, it's depleted. It gets sort of reactivated when they fire this stuff. It coats the shells of artillery and even some of the smaller weapons too, to help it pierce armor. And what happens when they hit tanks with it or buildings, it tends to give incredible heat. And it will also go through anything, but it leaves a clouds of kind of powder residue behind it. And you have depleted uranium, which is reactivated all over the place. And Gulf War I, at the end of it, they talked to some American troops who were sent out on details to bring in tanks and personal vehicles that were damaged and hit by these particular shells to clear the battlefields, and one of them spoke about the fact that everyone they'd gone to was covered in this very fine white powder. Their job was to clean it all up. And they weren't told what it was, and every one of those guys is probably dead now by cancer. They had cancer at the time. And again, you had the governments trying to cover it all up and so on, because all the troops are expendable. They just don't know that. But they are expendable. And it's happening again. Here's theguardian.co.uk. Huge rise in birth defects in Fallujah, in Iraq. Iraqi former battle zone sees abnormal clusters of infant tumors and deformities. It's an exact replica of the Bosnia thing. It says that doctors in Iraq's war-ravaged enclave of Fallujah are dealing with up to 15 times as many chronic deformities in infants and a spike in early life cancers that may be linked to toxic materials left over from the fighting. The extraordinary rise in birth defects has crystallized over recent months as specialists working in Fallujah's overstretched health system have started compiling detailed clinical records of all babies born. Neurologists and obstetricians in the city interviewed by The Guardian say the rise in birth defects, which include a baby born with two heads, babies with multiple tumors, and others with nervous system problems, are unprecedented and at present unexplainable. This is nonsense, unexplainable. They know what's caused it since they've exposed it before and they've exposed the causes. This is what you found in when they did bomb Nagasaki and Hiroshima and Japan afterwards, even right to the present time, there's still babies born because of the high radioactivity in the area, born with these problems. A group of Iraqi and British officials, including the former Iraqi Minister for Women's Affairs, Dr. Nawal Majid Samarawa, and the British doctors David Halpin and Chris Burns-Cox, have petitioned the UN to the UN General Assembly to ask that an independent committee, good luck, fully investigates the defects and help clean up toxic materials left over decades of war, including the 6 years since Saddam Hussein was ousted. We're seeing a very significant increase in central nervous system anomalies, said Fallujah General's Hospital Director and Senior Specialist Dr. Eamon Kays. Before 2003, the start of the war, I was seeing sporadic numbers of deformities in babies. Now the frequency of deformities has increased dramatically. The rise in frequencies start from two admissions a fortnight a year ago to a day now. So two a day are coming in now. And before it was two admissions per 2 weeks. It was two a day. Most are in the head, tumors and so on, and spinal cord. But there are also many differences in lower or deficiencies in lower limbs, he said, there's also a very marked increase in the number of cases of less than 2 years old with brain tumors. This is now a focus area of multiple tumors. After several years of speculation and anecdotal evidence, a picture of a highly disturbing phenomenon in one of Iraq's most battered areas has now taken shape. Previously, all miscarried babies, including those with birth defects or infants who are not given ongoing care, were not listed as abnormal cases. So there you go, and I don't think they mention in the whole article about the depleted uranium. Yeah, they go into other things too, you know. That could be the causes, which are so far out as incredible. But they know what's causing it. But that's the lens they'll go to. That's the lens this New World Order will go to get their way. Anything goes. Anything goes. But then that is what war is about, isn't it? It's about winning. You know, we have these ideas about old movies with some kind of fairness about things. There never was fairness in war. It's about slaughtering your enemy so that you win. And by any means possible. That's what it's about. And it's a pity that the public are kept in such naive nonsense by the kind of movies that they see. And eventually, here it goes on to what's happening to the world. Now, we know those at the top talked about the destruction of the family unit and all the rest of it. How to pacify males. They've been into looking for reasons why males will actually fight for things like freedom or survival and finding ways to neutralize it under the guise of looking for criminality in youngsters. That's really a cover, the criminality stuff. They want to find out why men are more liable to fight for things because, you see, the only problem I've had down through the centuries taking over this world was that men often would stand up and fight if they had families and loved ones and children and community. That's why all of those things had to be destroyed under the Fabian or the communist system. It's both the same thing, different roads to the same thing. One was to be global and take time. That was a Fabian technique. And that's the one they decided to eventually really use. The communist system is for fast accumulation of territory and standardization of a system. So here you go, Mail Online. I'm so sick of reading these articles about the hormones that the males are getting. Because every article is looking at like a brand new thing they've just discovered. This is November 16th. Chemicals used in plastic feminized the brains of little boys so that they could avoid rough and tumble games. It says, chemicals used in plastics are feminizing the brains of baby boys. A disturbing study shows those exposed to high doses in the womb are less likely to play with male toys such as cars. They're also less willing to join rough and tumble games. The research adds to growing evidence that hormone-disrupting chemicals in thousands of household products are interfering with the development of children. It's also in the food with melamine, even put it in baby food. You know who regulates the whole stuff to do with melamine for the EU Parliament, where all the info comes and all the data comes from and the regulations come from? It comes from the Melamine Producers Association. And where they dump it in the food. And even FDA in the US allowed that. Because, you know, it's just when the dollar talks, morality walks. And the lobbyists convinced them. I'm sure they used a lot of handshaking and something passing between it, but the FDA were convinced eventually that technically you could call melamine a protein if you just went along with their logic of thinking. Technically, because it kind of looked like one in a chain. And this estrogenic hormone, synthetic hormone, is put in baby food. That's not by accident, folks. It's not by accident. It says here, the environmental campaigners called the study extremely worrying, called for a crackdown. The study looked at phthalates, chemicals which can mimic the female sex hormone estrogen. Some experts believe they're partly blamed for an increase in genital defects in boys and lower sperm counts in men over recent decades. It's from the 1950s, actually. But it's also coupled with inoculations, too, I'm sure of it. says, but the new research is the first to link hormone mimicking chemicals to behavior. There are fears for further effects as young children in the study grow up, although the plastics industry insists phthalates are safe. It's just amazing when every study proves them wrong. But not really. They're obviously protected because it's part of an agenda. It says the EU has banned many of them from cosmetics, teething rings, and children's toys. Most cosmetics have it in them. It says, but pregnant women are still exposed to phthalates, which are for use to soften plastics in household items such as plastic furniture, shoes, PVC flooring, and shower curtains. It's also in all their cosmetics, though. And it goes through the skin into the bloodstream when she's pregnant. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the ongoing agenda to make sure that the men are feminized. And it's been working for well for since the 50s onwards, as you can probably see. But it's talking about especially phthalates here, but also the bisphenol A and other. There's all different kinds that are that work with this too, that are artificial estrogens, something they knew back in the late 1800s, by the way. And they knew, too, what the effects would have on children back then. But here they are all finding it all over again. They keep finding the same thing all over, and they do nothing about it. Because it's an agenda. It says here, the study published in the International, this is interesting too if you find this site, the new study published in the International Journal of Andrology. Andrology, that's a study basically of male hormones and secondary sexual characteristics and so on, was led by Dr. Shanna Swan, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Rochester in New York State. Her team tested urine samples from mothers in the 28th week of pregnancy for traces of phthalates. The women who gave birth to 74 boys and 71 girls were contacted again when their children were aged 4 to 7 and asked about the toys the youngsters played with, the activities they liked, and their personalities. The researchers found that higher concentrations of the two types of common phthalates, DEHP and DBP, were strongly linked with more feminine play in the boys, but had no impact on girls. Well, actually, does other studies have shown it has impact in girls in the opposite direction? Too much estrogen makes them go in a different direction. The higher phthalates boys were less likely than other boys to play with cars, trains, and guns, or engage in rough-and-tumble games such as play fighting. They preferred gender-neutral activities such as sports. Oh, that doesn't make sense. Professor Swan believes the chemicals reduce levels of the male sex hormone testosterone in unborn babies, and it's true, during a critical window of development between the 8th and 24th week of pregnancy. So the mother's ingesting the stuff, and it's also coming through her skin with all the various cosmetics. It's in them all. Says this alters the development of the brain as well as male genitals. She said last week, if replicated, these findings would be of serious concern because they indicate that these common chemicals can significantly alter the development of the male brain. A previous study by Dr. Swan found that boys whose mothers had the highest phthalate levels were more likely to have undescended testicles and smaller genitals than other baby boys. In animal studies, males with similar genital changes had lower sperm counts. Well, it's found the same with humans too. Elizabeth Salter, Green Director of the Chemicals Campaign Group, ChemTrust, said last night, these results are extremely worrying. They say that all the time with every study that comes out over the years. It's always worrying. We know that phthalates, to which we're all constantly exposed, are extremely worrying from a health perspective, leading to disruption of male reduction health and appears male behavior too. Oh, what a surprise, eh? What a surprise. But if you want to rule the world, and you're destroying the family unit, you're destroying the male, that's your main enemy down through the last few hundred years, you have to attack your enemy ruthlessly, don't you? Because you want to win. That's what war is all about. And these are the methods they use. These are the methods that you use. And I'd say it's been working awfully well, to be honest with you. Because they've known, as I say, but it's for an awful long time. So that's how the world is really run. These are the covert wars that go on, and anything goes to get their agenda through. Anything at all. And I've got to admit, it's always very effective. Very, very effective. Well, that's it from Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada for tonight. So, good night, and may your gods or your gods go with you.
With recent international